This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Okay, so the left continues their attack on the president today over NATO and the Supreme Court. But you know what's interesting about it, of course, is that while conservatives have comments and questions about Brett Kavanaugh, the liberals go so far in their attacks that all those questions become a moot point. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here. We appreciate it very, very much. The Cioli Show, facebook.com/Cioli Show, on Twitter at Rich Cioli. So, Kavanaugh is going to be confirmed, and there are real concerns that some of us have who are constitutionalists, but whenever the left goes so far over the top, it just becomes a matter of, well, you know what? All of those questions become really, truly moot. We don't have these exchanges anymore. We don't discuss things. We don't have debate. They keep saying he's going to help Trump with Russia, and they say that Trump's a Russian agent, and they come out and say Kavanaugh is going to be the end of the world. Some Yale alumni wrote a piece saying that he's literally going to kill people. I mean, literally, people are going to die if Brett Kavanaugh becomes a justice. When this stuff happens, you can't even then ask legitimate questions about the guy's policy because you have to circle the wagons. The left is so out of their minds with this stuff, and yet all I can tell you is I really hope that the president hears from us that this is not a pick we're thrilled with, and that next time he does go, in fact, in the direction of an Amy Coney Barrett or somebody like that, because I'm not happy. I know a lot of you are not happy, and I'm really concerned about him going forward. I'm really concerned that Brett Kavanaugh is going to become another guy who's just like Kennedy. In fact, today, you know, it's funny, USA Today, which is a pretty lefty paper, comparing the records, they say, on many issues, Justice Kennedy has largely been in sync with his former law clerk. Yeah, we're going to get another Justice Kennedy here, which stinks. It does. It really does. It stinks. Justice Kennedy has been awful in so many areas of the Constitution. So I think what you have to do is you got to speak up, because the Supreme Court is an appointment for life. This isn't a cabinet position where the president should get just whatever he wants, or it's not an ambassadorship. It's not a law that can be undone. It is a job for life. And the more that people speak up and go, got to tell you, man, not really thrilled with this one, the better our chances are next time around that we'll get somebody who's much more in the vein of a Scalia than a Kennedy. Because right now the D.C. crowd is all yelling and screaming with joy, I should say, screaming with joy. They're very, very happy that they got their guy in there. Very happy. They won the day. National Review is happy. The Never Trumpers are happy. They're all very happy. The Bush people are happy. And so if that's all the president hears, then he'll listen to them the next time around as well. So he's got to hear from us. He's got to hear from the base. He's got to hear from people that say, not cool, man. Now, I'm not saying Kavanaugh's awful. I'm saying Kavanaugh's got a lot of flaws, and he should not have been the first pick. That said, he'll get confirmed, though, and there's nothing they can do to stop him. So all they can do then is try to create hysteria to raise money off of it. And that's what they're doing. Senator Kamala Harris, for example, she is a potential presidential candidate running in 2020. She has now decided that she's against Kavanaugh because he is a swinger. Dawn, you said yesterday he's a swinger.
He's a swinger.
He's going to swing.
He's going to swing.
He's going to swing in directions we don't know which way he's going to swing. By the way. I love all the little double entendres sometimes. They're so great. He'll be swinging. What's that song we found for him
just
yesterday?
Just a swinging.
Can you play that for us, Greg?
Oh, I didn't. Yeah.
I know. You're normally in my monologues, I don't deviate to a musical act, but I'm kind of in the mood for it today.
For some swinging.
I think I'm really hungry for pizza now.
I know, right?
Starving. Senator Kamala Harris, as opposed to Kavanaugh, because the nomination is for the swing vote seat. She says now she'll oppose the nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court because this is the swing vote seat of Justice Anthony Kennedy. And I would characterize this nomination differently. But she has to realize the guy is a swinger like Kennedy was.
Yep.
I mean, he swings. Kennedy swings. This guy's going to swing, too.
There's a lot of swinging going on in the Supreme
Court. There's a lot of swinging going on in the court. Scalia never swings.
This court's a rocket.
Ginsburg doesn't swing.
Oof.
Cut seven, please.
I'm trying to do
take your time.
Many things on this computer. Hang on.
This is one of the most important positions on the United States Supreme Court because, of course, replacing Kennedy is about the swing vote on the United States Supreme Court, and we need to look at what that means in terms of the replacement of Kennedy on issues like choice, on issues like the Affordable Care Act, on issues like same-sex marriage, knowing that Kennedy voted one way, but given Kavanaugh's track record, we have reason to believe that he actually would vote differently if these cases and these types of cases were presented to him. So I look at it more as what the significance of this nomination of this particular person for that seat. And on that basis, I am opposed to his nomination. And I'm very concerned about what his nomination will mean for future generations on these issues and so many more.
So you've already decided you're going to vote against him before any hearing begins.
You know, listen, I'm going to listen to what he has to say. I am in the process of reviewing his writings and his background in terms of the decisions he's made and the speeches he has given. But they all lead me to one conclusion, which is that he is not, he does not have the ability to really enforce those words that are inscribed on the building that is the United States Supreme Court, which is, you know, equality under the law.
That's actually, those aren't the words under the law on the building. They're actually not those words, but that's okay. I love when people go, he can't even fulfill the words on the building. What are the words on the building? It's like, Kamala, you could have done a mic drop moment if you actually got the words right. Equality under the law, it's not actually what it says. I'm sorry. I'm getting a lot of people yelling at me on Twitter today. This is one of those days where the Scioli army is coming after the commander-in-chief. And I have to tell you, first of all, there's a lot of disagreement about whether or not tomato pie is pizza.
Oh, my God.
I knew that was going to...
This is now turned into quite possibly the most controversial thing we've ever done since vaccines or food allergies.
Yes, pineapple in particular.
Right. And I've already had people say they'll never listen again.
Oh, boy.
Because of my stance on this. I'm not backing down on this. Tomato pie is pizza. Now, Dawn, is it a pizza before it comes out of the oven or after it comes out of the oven?
It's not fully a pizza until it's fully cooked.
I think it's a pizza
opinion.
The minute you put your hands in the dough. Do you remember that Seinfeld? That was one of the best Seinfelds ever.
But how many times have you have people over and you say, oh, we'll just have some pizza. And then they see it's, you know, this delicious tomato pie.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, tomato pie.
Right, tomato pie.
It's like better than, you know what I mean? Or it's a little surprise.
So you think pizza with cheese is the lesser pizza? Tomato pie is the greater pizza?
Ooh.
Not that cold tomato pie that you buy in the grocery store. Talking about that.
Right.
I'm talking about a crispy crust, like delicious homemade tomato pie.
You know, if one of you Pizzadelphia competing restaurants would like to drop off some pie for us, tomato or pizza pie, we'd love to talk about you on the air. You can prove me wrong here if you like. Tomorrow night, come by and give us some pizza.
Please.
We'll help promote your... We'll root for you in Pizzadelphia. Yep. That's what we'll do. I'm just saying. I mean, look, when I was a younger guy, I would go to DiLorenzo's in Trenton and Chambersburg, and I would get tomato pie. But at no point did I ever say this wasn't pizza. Patrick eats tomato pie because my son can't have cheese. So we get him tomato pie, but it's still... We order it from a pizzeria. We don't go to a tomato pie place. We go to a pizzeria.
A tomato pie-eria.
Right. I love, you know what happens if you go to Italy and you ask for a tomato pie? You know what they say? Scusi, eh? I don't understand. What do you mean, eh? I said, got a dough and a cheese and a sauce, eh? What is this? Where does Judge Kavanaugh stand on the issue of tomato pie or pizza? That is my question right now.
At noon.
I love this now. People are fighting with me. Come in. Come on. Take this on. Bring pizza. We'll have this conversation. All right, 855-839-1210, pound 1210 in a cell. So that's Senator Kamala Harris. What are the words on the it's equality under the law? That's a, they put that on there now recently.
That's not the word.
Those aren't the words, but that's okay. What the hell?
Hang on a minute.
But they all lead me to one conclusion, which is that he is not, he does not have the ability to really enforce those words that are inscribed on the building that, that is the United States Supreme Court, which is, you know, equality under the law.
You don't have the ability to read the words on the Supreme Court. Supreme Court words on building. Let's see. Let's Google that and let's see if she's right. Supreme Court words on the building. Let's see. It says equal justice under law. That's a little different, right?
Than equality under,
Than equality under law?
Correct.
Cause, right. Because you know what? Equality and equal justice are two different things.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not equal to somebody like, who's the guy, the basketball player that everybody's been talking about lately? LeBron somebody or other?
LeBron James.
Right. I'm not equal to him in basketball skills. He may not be equal to me in the Constitution. Cuomo is not equal to his dad or his brother. That's why he's the lesser Cuomo. He's not equal. There's no equality under Cuomo. But they all get equal justice under the law, you see, but it's not equality. Like in the Cuomo household, he's clearly the lesser, and everybody knows that.
Yeah.
There's not equality in this household. Yeah. He's the lesser. And the guy who took over for him is the lesser. He's not equal. There's not equality, but you get equal justice under the law. That's different than equality under the law.
Those words that are inscribed on the building that is the United States Supreme Court, which is, you know, equality under the law.
It's interesting that she misspoke, though, isn't it?
Equality.
That's like subliminal or something.
It's Orwellian is what it is. Yeah. She's just trying to change things.
It's something under the law. I don't know.
Trisha says, leave it to Zioli to lose listeners over his food naming preferences rather than his strongly held political beliefs. Marianne says, tomato pie is absolutely the lesser pizza. I won't go so far as to say I'll never listen again, but I understand that position.
But I understand.
I love it. It's so great. Benjamin says, pizza comes from a pizzeria and tomato pie comes from a bakery. I think our friends at Collegeville Bakery would disagree with that strongly.
Mm.
Anyway, this is way more fun than debating politics, is it not? Joe is in Sewell. Yes, Joe.
I want to know if flatbread qualifies as pizza.
It's a great question. Not in my book, it doesn't. It qualifies as flatbread.
But it's still dough. And it's still tomato. And it's still mozzarella. And it's still bucatella cheese. And then Toby. Come on.
Did you know on my pizzeria it says equality under pizzeria is what it's under pizza is what it says. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
And what do they put on it? Fresh basil?
Yes. You should put fresh basil on it.
So good.
So good, right?
But my kids don't like that.
None of us had lunch today.
No,
can you tell?
I'm starving. I'm so hungry.
Pat is in Allentown. Pat, is tomato pie a pizza in your book?
Yes, it is. It is pizza. It's cheese and sauce. But I'm calling about the
tomato pie doesn't have to have cheese on it, although you could put the tomatoes on top of the cheese.
No. It's got cheese on it.
Okay.
Yeah, DiLorenzo's and Trenton's not there anymore. It's in Hamilton because of all the crime. But I'm calling for the free tickets of the pizza and the strippers.
We're going to get in so much trouble.
And it's a buffet, right?
All right, we're going to put you on hold, Pat. We'll give you those tickets right away. Okay? Thank you, sir. Very good. Now, let me just say, I used to go to the DiLorenzo's, the old one in Chambersburg, all the time, and there was always cheese on the pie. So you could order it with or without cheese, but I always got cheese on mine. So, you know, what does that make me? Makes me a fat ass back then. That's what it made me. Because I would go there almost every day for lunch. Literally, it was fantastic. It's not the same though when they move. But that said, they're going to be competing on Saturday, and I don't know. They should come by and drop off some pies. We'll tell you if it's good or not. 855-839-1210 pound 1210 in a cell. We were all having a good time, and then you had to drop this bomb. # Civil War. The Zioli Army. A divided Zioli Army over. Pizza cannot survive. We will get through this. with malice towards none and charity towards all. We'll get through this together.
The army's turning on the general. It's unbelievable.
Excuse me, it's commander-in-chief, okay? I just want to make that point very, very clear here. So let's understand now the thinking of the left with regards to Brett Kavanaugh. They say this is a guy who believes presidents shouldn't be under investigation, yet he's going to help Trump, although he believes in the more liberal and, I would say, wrong interpretation of the impeachment clause of the Constitution. So which is it then exactly? Which is it? The truth is that Alan Dershowitz had it right. And I don't know if you caught Mark Levin last night, then you know that he also said the same thing, which I've said in the past, too. The only way to deal with a president who has broken the law is through the impeachment clause of the Constitution, period. And I'm not suggesting President Trump has, by the way. I don't think he has at all. I mean, look, the guy goes to NATO today and he says to Germany, hey, stop buying so much Russian natural gas and oil. And what is the reaction from the left? They go, oh, you're so rude to Germany. The president's exactly right. He goes, if NATO was established to make sure that Russia didn't take over the world, why are all these members buying so much of Russian natural gas, which is the thing that is enabling Vladimir Putin to be so powerful? He's absolutely right about that point. Otherwise, why are we even discussing NATO? Shut it down then. What is the purpose of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization if not to stop Russia? If it is to stop Russia, to be a guard against Russia, which is why it was created, then what are we doing giving Russia all of this money by buying all their stuff? I'm not a guy who believes that Russia is the evil empire that everybody's making it out to be. I think we should have good relations with Russia. I think Putin is a guy who's a very, very dangerous guy, and it's not a democracy over there. They pretend it is. I think the United States should have good relations with Russia. But the president makes an excellent point. If NATO is there to ensure the stability of the region and to keep Russia from getting too powerful, to make sure that Russia doesn't take over the world someday, and Vladimir Putin is making boatloads of money off of you people, what are you doing? It's a legitimate question. And he asked that question. They go, you're a Putin puppet. And as I said earlier today, there is no way I would ever allow my puppet to go there and berate my customers like that. No way. So maybe he is just a secret agent who doesn't know yet because he hasn't been given the sign under the Manchurian candidate to rise up and become the real agent that he always has been. But maybe it's just more realistic to say that President Trump is actually a guy who is an independent thinker, not beholden to Vladimir Putin. He goes over to Germany and he says to Angela Merkel, he says, what are you doing here? Quote, it's very sad when Germany makes a massive oil and gas deal with Russia where we're supposed to be guarding against Russia and Germany goes out and pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia. If you look at it, Germany is a captive of Russia because they supply, they got rid of their coal plants, got rid of their nuclear. They're getting so much of the oil and gas from Russia. I think it's something NATO has to look at. We're protecting Germany. We're protecting France. We're protecting all these countries. And then numerous countries go out and make a pipeline deal with Russia where they're paying billions of dollars into the coffers of Russia. I think it's very inappropriate. The U.S. opposes the Nord Stream 2 pipeline project that would transport natural gas from Russia to Germany, arguing that it would threaten the stability of the region. Russia is a top supplier of natural gas to Europe, which the Trump administration is seeking to change by encouraging the export of U.S. natural gas to the continent now that America is the top producer of that fuel. German Chancellor Angela Merkel backs the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to import more gas despite criticism from other EU governments. Oil and gas imports from Russia make up about 20% of Germany's energy use. German Defense Minister Ursula von der Leyen responded to Trump's Nord Stream 2 criticism in a BBC interview at the NATO summit in Brussels. Quote, we can cope with it. We've heard him before and we've seen the tweets. We have an independent energy supply. We are an independent country. We are just diversifying. Which is it? Is he a Putin puppet or is he a guy who's disrespectful to NATO? Which one is it? I can't figure it out. If he's a Putin puppet, he's now going after one of their biggest customers. And he's yelling at them, don't buy their stuff anymore. And if he's disrespectful to NATO because they're helping put more money in Vladimir Putin's pocket How does that hurt NATO? Explain that to me. Explain the logic here. I don't get it, other than it's just another way they can criticize them. But this morning on Morning Joe, they're sitting around going, I can't believe it. We're watching the destruction of NATO. Blah, blah, blah. How are you watching the destruction of NATO? If the president wanted to pull out of NATO, pull out of NATO. Go ahead, pull out of NATO. One of the unsettled questions regarding treaties is, can a president just unilaterally get out of a treaty? It's a subject of debate. Well, if he wanted to, I think he probably could make the case that he could. But he's not trying to do that, is he? All he's trying to do is simply say to Germany, if we are here to guard against Russia, why are you buying all of their energy? Buy our energy. And they go, you are so mean to NATO. How dare you, sir, criticize a NATO member for putting money in Vladimir Putin's pocket? We're out of our minds here. So this idiot goes on TV and he writes this piece in New York Magazine suggesting that possibly now, maybe possibly, that the president could be a secret Russian agent. And it's so stupid, but realize now that he's not that far off from what, say, Senator Bob Menendez said. Senator Bob Menendez, who should be in prison, goes on TV today on Morning Joe, a United States senator, one of the people entrusted with potentially now having a trial if the president were to ever be impeached. And Bob Menendez has already rendered his verdict here, apparently. Cut five.
And it's so upsetting to see that Putin, whose number one goal is to divide the West, and particularly in NATO, has an American president doing his work for him in a way that all of his cyber attacks and Twitter disinformation and trolls have been unable to achieve. Putin made a great investment in the 2016 presidential elections, and it's paying off for him in Brussels today.
How? How is it paying off for him? He's yelling at Putin's biggest customer, saying, don't buy their stuff anymore. If I'm Putin, I'm thinking, I'm getting a really bad return here on my investment. Right? If I have this guy, if I elected this guy president, and now he's telling countries in NATO, stop buying his oil and gas. If you take away Russia's natural gas and oil, what does Russia have for its economy? Caviar? What's left? I mean, what is propping up Putin right now? And I'm being dead serious when I say to you that the biggest way to weaken Vladimir Putin on the international stage is to cut off the people that buy his oil and natural gas. I'm not suggesting that you should, but I'm telling you that will be the biggest way to ruin Russia's economy. So how today did Vladimir Putin have a good day in Brussels, Senator Bob Menendez? Senator Richard Blumenthal, who's a fraud, another one here from Connecticut, he decides today that Judge Kavanaugh, if he becomes Justice Kavanaugh, should recuse himself from any Trump-related, Mueller-related cases. Again, with the Russia narrative. Cut eight.
I'm a no on this nominee.
Oh, shocking.
My colleagues should be a no on this nominee.
Why have hearings,
unless
then?
Unless Judge Kavanaugh specifically commits that he will recuse himself on any issues that involve President Trump's personal financial dealings or the special counsel. He will be the swing vote. Judge Kavanaugh, if he is a justice, would be the swing vote in deciding whether he can pardon himself. Get out of jail free pass. That's the accountability that will
be
lost.
How dumb is this man?
If Judge Kavanaugh is confirmed. Likewise, whether he can be called before a grand jury. Whether he can be indicted while he's still president, whether he will be stopped from violating the Emoluments Clause of the United States Constitution, as he's doing every day, by taking foreign gifts and payments without coming to Congress for consent, whether our lawsuit, 200 of my colleagues have joined in this lawsuit to hold him accountable and stop him from violating that clause, can go forward.
Okay, so Kavanaugh must recuse himself from everything then, or just the stuff with Trump and Russia and Mueller? Because what about the Emoluments Clause you just mentioned? Can he weigh in on that or not that either? So he just, anything? He can't say, he just has to completely recuse himself. Now, Blumenthal, if he wasn't one of the, honestly, dumbest people in the United States Senate, and he truly is, he truly, truly is, would love the fact that Kavanaugh is going into the U.S. Senate, because Kavanaugh believes in a very, very liberal interpretation of the impeachment clause. As Dershowitz said, and I'm not going to play it, but Dershowitz said, to the lesser John Berman, who's taken over for the lesser Cuomo on CNN. He's dead wrong. Kavanaugh should read the Constitution. And I think when he does read the Constitution and when he reads my book, he'll see that he's wrong, because you should not be impeaching presidents for dastardly behavior. It sounds to me like Richard Blumenthal believes President Trump has committed all kinds of dastardly acts. Kavanaugh believes that should be impeachable. Kavanaugh's wrong on that point. But if Richard Blumenthal wasn't such a giant dope, he would see that and think this guy's great. Because if there ever was a case before the Supreme Court, can you impeach a president on this? Kavanaugh's a yes vote, because he thinks it's a very, very liberal interpretation. But again, he's not very bright. This is now from All In with Chris Hayes. Jonathan Chait: unlikely but possible that Trump has been Russian intel asset since 1987. Cut six.
Chait lays out what could be considered the worst case scenario for Trump-Russia collusion: that Donald Trump has been a Russian intelligence asset since 1987. New York Magazine's Jonathan Chait joins me now. So, okay, it sounds insane. I just want to say, it really does. Like, the idea that he goes to Moscow in 87, is cultivated as a Russian intelligence asset and is this sort of like sleeper cell for decades sounds nuts. It sounds like the stuff of conspiracy theories. Why are you not insane?
So that's a great question, Chris. I get that all the
Why
time.
Why are you not insane?
So first of all, yes, the piece acknowledges that that is probably not true, but it might be.
Probably
and
not
one
true.
One of the reasons I wrote this is you but need it might to take be. Seriously some of these low probability, high impact scenarios. You
right.
know, before the election, sort of everyone heard that Hillary Clinton had about an 80% chance of winning, and we all just treated it like that meant 100% and didn't think about what would that 20%
right. 20%
really
chance
mean.
He's a sleeper
so
agent. A Russian sleeper agent.
With aspects of this piece, like this trip to Moscow,
yeah.
you know, what would it mean if it really went that deep? Everyone always says, well, this has been Trump's view forever. All this stuff he's saying about the Western allies
right.
splitting us apart from the West and how he's sort of on them all the time and saying, you know, we should let them go their own way. That's just what he's always thought. It's not really what he's always thought. It's what he's thought since 1987. He never thought that before then, or at least he never said it before then. And in 1987 is when he went to Moscow, and he's feted by the Russians and tours Moscow. And then he comes back. Then he starts talking about running for president for the first time. And then he starts talking for the first time about how our allies are a bunch of freeloaders and we should kick them to the curb. Now, again, that's probably a coincidence, but it might
probably
it might not be. I mean, I think you know, you have to take seriously the possibility that it's not a coincidence. I think some of the facts we'll find out. I think the things pertaining to the end of the Trump campaign we'll probably find out, because a lot of people are flipping and cooperating with Mueller. But if there's leverage in Moscow, my guess is that's going to stay in Moscow. I don't see how Mueller's going to get at secrets that are locked to the Kremlin.
Well, you know the old saying, right? What happens in Moscow stays in Moscow. That's the old saying.
There are no cows in Moscow.
There are no cows in Moscow. You know, it's probably not true.
Oh, my God.
But it could be.
With that word salad.
It's probably not true, but it could be. So let's have a stupid conversation. Like, it's probably not true that Trump is Bigfoot. He's been roaming around the hillside scaring people. But could he be Bigfoot? I mean, could be. Probably not true, but could be. That's actually now a level of conversation on MSNBC. Could he be a Russian sleeper agent? And they go, probably not, but could be.
That is probably not true, but it might be.
So we have, now let's compare this now. We have this.
Basically true.
And now we have.
That is probably not true, but it might be.
So what do you like better, Don? Basically true or.
That is probably not true.
Probably
but it
not
might
true.
Be.
Which one is better in your mind? You like basically true better.
Just, yeah.
Okay. Which one is this
is
now?
The 25th Amendment.
Which one is that, you think? Okay. Probably not true, but could. I mean, look, there's always a chance, right? What if he is, in fact, Vladimir Putin? Has anybody ever thought about that? I mean, it's probably not Vladimir Putin.
Or an X-Man.
Well, what if he is an X? Well, it's probably not Dawn, but it could be. Could be. Probably.
It's probably not true, but it might be.
It might be.
I would hesitate to joke about this because some people, I think, believe it.
Well, then
and
they're idiots,
it's crazy,
they deserve their own fate. They shouldn't be allowed to reproduce if they believe that.
They gave this guy 8 minutes of airtime.
Greg, Greg cut that down to two minutes.
So bad.
They've gone so far now that he's a sleeper Russian agent.
Yep.
Putin's his handler. He's got handlers. Maybe Lewandowski was a handler this whole time.
Oh, maybe.
Ooh, maybe I was.
Rich, I was just going to say, maybe you are.
Maybe I'm a Russian handler.
Ooh.
That's probably not true, but it might be.
But it might be. I mean, it's possible.
That's hot.
Todd?
Wow,
yeah.
look at you.
Right. So, meanwhile, he's in Germany going, hey, stop buying their oil and natural gas.
Zielinski.
Is he like that?
That's your real name.
Stop buying their oil and natural gas. Wink, wink. I mean, keep buying their oil and natural gas.
Oh, my God.
It's probably not true that tomato pie is pizza, I'm being told.
But it might be.
But it might be. But it could be. It could be. Could be.
Probably not true.
Probably not true, but it could be. I this is why we have to, you see, realize now, though, that the only way to actually defuse this idiocy is to expose how idiotic it is. Because how am I supposed to logically say the president of the United States is not a Russian sleeper agent? Like, how do you rationally have that conversation with somebody? You know, he's really not a Russian sleeper agent because he's telling Germany to stop buying the one thing that's keeping Russia powerful. But then again,
that is probably not true, but it might be.
Right. Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of The Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot. John Brennan, who is a notorious liar, one of the worst ever. He's everywhere in the media these days. He tweeted out the following, former CIA director, a liar, a guy who violated the Fourth Amendment rights of me, you, everybody in America. John Brennan, it is in the interest of America's security if NATO leaders push back against the reckless behavior of Donald Trump, who is dangerously naive and grossly ignorant of how the world works. History inevitably will regard Trump as one of the most disastrous figures of the 21st century. He's telling Germany, stop buying Russian natural gas and Russian oil, which is the one thing that is propping up Vladimir Putin. It's not vodka, actually. It's actually not vodka. Vodka is not Russia's biggest export. It is, in fact, their energy, their natural gas. Putin has managed to amass billions and billions of dollars, which is then a stranglehold of power on the region. What do you think the whole thing with Crimea was about? So when these guys, when these people come out there and say, how dare he criticize NATO? You know what they're really saying? What they're really saying is he needs to go there, bow before NATO, and we need some more intervention in the world. We need to have a little bit more American intervention because we can't possibly now go all this time without another new war. Come on. It's very annoying to me. And then former FBI lawyer Lisa Page and her gumata. She was the gumata of Peter Strzok. She will defy a congressional subpoena to appear for a deposition on Wednesday, her lawyer said in a statement. That's today. According to Chuck Ross of the Daily Caller, the House Judiciary and House Oversight and Government Reform Committee issued the subpoena to Page, who has been at the center of controversy over anti-Trump text messages that she exchanged with Peter Strzok, the deputy chief of the FBI's counterintelligence division. Page and Strzok worked on the Clinton email investigation as well as the probe into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. Strzok is slated to testify in a public hearing before the two congressional committees on Thursday, tomorrow. Good, because I can't wait to cover that. You remember, of course, Page asked Strzok the following question. Trump's not ever going to become president, right? And Strzok replied, no, he's not. We'll stop it. That's a police state, kids. That's a police state. Dan Bongino, who fills in quite a bit for Mark Levin and some other people. I like Dan. He's been on the show before. He's a very nice guy. He tweeted out the following about John Brennan. He said, let's be clear. This police state hack is a disgrace to himself, the country, and anyone who claims him. He has consistently been on the wrong side of the fight for freedom and liberty, and he nearly destroyed the reputation of the intelligence community. History will judge him harshly. Well said. Well said indeed, sir. Well said. Now, you realize that for the left, they don't care about the same things you and I care about. They care about other things, that is, doing whatever the hell they want. They don't really care about the rule of law very often, like Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, who it turns out crossed the border illegally. I so wish they had arrested him for this.
This is my favorite story. I love this.
This is the great, it's the best story of the day. And I wish I just did all 3 hours on this, but you pizza people distracted me. Oh, by the way, my doctor, Dr. Nick, who's the doctor who sent me to Dr. Kelly, Dr. Nick makes a great point. The song is not "When the Moon Hits Your Eye Like a Big Tomato Pie."
No.
It's "When the Moon Hits Your Eye Like a Big Pizza Pie, That's Amore." Very good point.
Very good.
Pizzadelphia.com. Put in WPHG as a promo code. You'll get special tickets for the Pizzadelphia on Saturday. So I'm starving.
PizzadelphiaFest.com.
PizzadelphiaFest.com.
I tweeted out the wrong link.
I'm starving, and they should bring us pizza tomorrow night, and then we'll praise their pizzeria. Okay?
Love it.
Do that, and we'll eat it on the air. Tomato pie is not pizza. That's it. I'm not listening to you anymore today. I agree with you, Steve. It's not pizza. Oh, it is pizza. What am I saying? I'm flip-flopping. It was pizza before it wasn't pizza. Border Protection says New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio crossed the border illegally. I wish he had been kidnapped by Mexico. I can't say that. That's not. I don't wish that. Dirty. It's satire. It's parody. But it would have been funny had he been kidnapped by a Mexican drug cartel. I don't hope he did. He didn't. But Border Patrol agents were reportedly unable to stop a brazen illegal crossing into the United States last month by the mayor of New York City. Mayor Bill de Blasio's visit to the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas violated both Mexican and U.S. immigration laws when he and his security detail illegally crossed the border, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency said in a letter. The letter obtained by the Associated Press, sent June 25th, said de Blasio and his security detail, run by the New York City Police Department, were denied entrance to a holding facility for immigrant children. The letter stated that de Blasio, who was visiting the Texas border on June 21st, illegally crossed the border near El Paso. The mayor and his security detail were spotted taking photos by a Border Patrol agent on the Rio Grande River floodplain south of the Tamillo, Texas, port of entry. The agent then asked them if they received authorization from a Border Patrol or public affairs officer to be in the area. They said no. When asked how they entered the vicinity, the group pointed towards Mexico. The group disregarded the agent's order to remain at the scene because they had crossed the border illegally and instead drove back to Mexico. The agent was getting a supervisor to take the group to an official crossing for an inspection per federal law. They dodged that and went back to Mexico. They crossed both borders illegally.
Dope.
How is he not in jail for this? Honestly,
I wish he would be.
You know why?
He should be in a Mexican prison right now.
I think they didn't know because there's no wall. There's like no marker.
But
they didn't know.
But the border agent goes, "What are you doing here?" This is. And he goes, "Oh, we snuck in through Mexico." And the guy goes, "Well, then you're coming with us." Yeah. And they ran back to Mexico. The mayor crossed the border with the direct approval and under the supervision of the Border Patrol supervisor at the port of entry. This is what the New York City Police Department says. They say any suggestion otherwise is a flat-out lie, an obvious attempt by someone to attack the mayor because of his advocacy for families being ripped apart at the border by the Trump administration. Oh, I'm sorry, that's de Blasio spokesman, not the NYPD. But the NYPD said, "Don't look at us, man. Look at us.
He's your problem."
Yeah, we were hoping that you would arrest him.
NYPD's like, "Dude, we would have chased and caught him."
Yeah, we were more than happy to stand down for that and let you take him into custody. Like, you weren't going to get us a... So de Blasio has been a staunch critic of Trump, of course. So I believe the mayor of Boston also went over both borders illegally as well. What the hell? I mean, hey, listen, Border Patrol for... No, is it Border for you, not for thee? Border Entry for me, not for thee? Anyway, that's Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City. Can they still bring charges against him? I think so, yeah, they should.
They probably have it on video. They should release the video.
Can we, the people, bring charges against
him? Yeah, can
them?
I do a citizen's arrest? Sid says, let's see, I'm sorry, no political bias, were de Blasio's security arm when they crossed the border illegally? I imagine so, which is also probably a federal offense, I would imagine.
Do you see
de Blasio swimming across the Rio Grande River?
The amazing. It's
yeah.
Awful.
Maybe de Blasio's a drug mule. Has anybody suggested that maybe he's smuggling drugs in? Okay, so a busy day today. We've covered a lot for you. I just want to quickly mention that ABC World News Tonight keeps vacillating between being worried about Kavanaugh covering for Trump on the Supreme Court or whether or not he's going to overturn Roe v. Wade. So they're back and forth, back and forth. They don't know which one scares them more. ABC World News Tonight, this is very, very nervous now, very concerned, very upset. Take a listen.
Years later, he questioned the merits of investigating a president, writing, quote, "The indictment and trial of a sitting president would cripple the federal government, rendering it unable to function with credibility." Democrats are pouncing on that.
No investigation of a president. Is it any wonder that President Trump chose Kavanaugh?
He chose the one person that has written that he should have immunity from any investigation.
Judge Kavanaugh, if he is a justice, would be the swing vote in deciding whether he can pardon himself. Get out of jail. Free pass.
Is that, right, by the way, that's John, that's Richard Blumenthal again from Connecticut. What is wrong with him? Get out of jail. Free pass.
It's not.
Has the guy ever played the board game Monopoly before? It's not get out of jail. Free pass. It's the dope. God, these people are. What's that?
It sounds like he's mixing up get out of jail free card and hall pass.
That's exactly what it is. At his prep school in Connecticut, he never had to worry about those things.
Whether he can pardon himself.
It's a
get out of jail free pass.
What is that? Get out of jail free pass. What does that even mean?
What is that? Is like Monopoly? Is it a card?
I think it's a get out of jail free card and a hall pass.
And a hall. Yeah, he's getting them confused.
He's an idiot.
Dopey.
It's a United States senator. Get out of jail free pass card.
Get out of jail free pass.
What is it? He sounds like a robot.
Yeah, he does, right? Yeah, he really does.
Get out of jail free pass.
Your
get
Honor.
Out of jail free pass.
He sounds like in Total Recall, you know?
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
But he sounds like a liquored up robot.
He does, right? He really does. And he goes, get out of jail. Free pass. He's like, sir, have you been drinking tonight? I gotta get out of jail. Free pass.
Get out of jail. Free pass.
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
And then the head just rips off and... anyway, that's their big thing now that they're all very worried about. Oh, very worried by that. Democrats wonder whether Elizabeth Warren is the one to take on Trump. I hope she does take on Trump, by the way. They actually have this now. Can Elizabeth Warren win back blue-collar Democrats from President Trump in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania? I can't see Elizabeth Warren campaigning in any of those places and, like, relating to people.
No.
With the Hoof beats. She's hoof another beats. One. Hoof beats.
I think Joe Biden was the only one who could have taken on Donald Trump.
I agree with you. Is it too late for Joe Biden?
I don't know. I don't know if he's up for it.
Can he hear the hoof beats coming?
No, I mean, seriously, I don't know. He didn't want it before. He could have. And I just think, you know, it's where he's at in his life. I just don't think he's up. I think his heart's not in it.
Get out of jail, free pass.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
Get out of jail, free pass.
Get out of jail, free pass.
He really does sound like a robot. You're right. He really does. Programmed to say that there's a little stutter. Get out of jail, free pass.
Get out of jail, free pass.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
All right, Greg, let's do it.
Who won Twitter?
I'm going to give it to JJK. I know you read this on there, but it's the best tweet of the day. JJK says, it's probably not true, but it could be that a tomato pie is pizza. It's probably not true, but it could be.
Could be.
Could be.
Well
that
done.
That is probably not true, but it might be.
It might be. Could be. You never know. Could be. All right. Don't forget, Pizzadelphia is Saturday, and if you put in our promo code WPHD, you'll get special discounts on the tickets. It's going to be great. Lots of pizza all day.
Yeah.
Awesome. And some of those pizzerias, come by and give us pizza tomorrow. We'll eat it on the air and give you mad props.
Free pass.
Free pass. Get out of jail. Free pass. Get out of jail. Free pass. And then he starts the circuits. Get out of jail. Free pass. Come on, Dawn. Total Recall. The original?
Yes. 2 weeks.
Two weeks. Two weeks.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.